And this, of course, is where Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech.
You know, he was here, too, you know.
Did you see him?
Yes, I did.
Okay, tell us about
the airport.
Yeah, he was at First Baptist on Greenwood. And when he came, I went, and the place was packed. The First Baptist Church was packed. By the time I got there, it was standing room only. And I stood there, and my pastor, Ben Hill, was the person who introduced him. Ben Hill had a way with words. He was quite a speaker. I didn't know anything about Martin Luther King. I didn't know, you know. I said to the person standing next to me, I said, if this man can't speak, Reverend Hill just killed him. Because his introduction was so, I said, he's dead. Had no idea. And then I found out then how people followed him. I stood there for 2 hours with high heel shoes on and never moved a muscle. There was just something about him that just, you didn't even want to breathe to miss a word that he said. But really what got me was when Reverend Hill introduced him and how he built him and all he said and how he said it. And I thought, oh, Lord, if this man cannot make a speech, he is dead.
Judy, were you there for
that? I was just a kid. Okay. Yeah, I remember going to the airport, the old airport, the small airport, and meeting him. But he meant nothing. Yeah. I mean, honestly, right. Well, he didn't mean anything.
This was 63 then, wasn't it, that he came to Tulsa?
It was before.
It
had to be before.
It was before.
Because
you
hadn't heard of him.